T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, campers. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and alohas on this, don't tell me.
It's Tuesday!
I hear voices. Is somebody there?
Yeah. Who are you?
I'm something of a famous radio personality.
It's such an honor. You are hands down my favorite radio personality of all time.
Then you should get out more.
All right, let's get this show on the road!
It's showtime!
All righty, here we go, getting underway for Tuesday. Great to have you along. Never a dull moment. Lots of interesting things to talk about. Interesting guest coming along a bit later as well. I know, you know, you got places to go, people to see, things to do. A busy Tuesday, but if you have to go away for a while, if you can, note to self to come back for the 5 o'clock Follies today, because Michael Barone, who is a well-known political pundit, is going to be joining me. He's written an interesting new book, How America's Political Parties Change and How They Don't. And so he'll be joining me right after 5. Great to have you along today. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Just pick up the phone to be a part of the conversation today. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number 800-347-1063. If you prefer to send me a text message, use the CSRP, Common Sense Retirement Planning, text line number, and that is 71307. My email address remains, as always, bob@1063word.com. And if you missed it, the key word for this hour in the $1,000 bankroll contest, backstage, 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 text it to 72881 and get your name in the hat in the $1,000 bankroll contest. We all know how duplicitous, how smarmy the propaganda machine that refers to itself as the media is. But we see evidence of it. It's there in plain sight, and they now are so emboldened, they don't even care if they are caught and revealed doing fake news. And the latest example came from one of the Alphabet networks, ABC. The other night, ABC aired shocking footage. Shocking! I tell you, it was shocking. Oh. Supposedly from the frontline battle between Syrian Kurds and the invading Turkish troops. The report and the video footage was described in shock-filled, breathless language intended to provoke the audience. ABC News anchor Tom Lamas aired the allegedly shocking footage, claiming it showed a fierce Turkish attack on Kurdish civilians. And it was dramatic footage, explosions going off, tracers flying through the night sky. There was only one very big problem. The footage from this desperate battle in Syria was 100% fake. They used some other footage from an event at a gun range in Kentucky and tried to pass it off as actual footage of a war zone in Syria. The footage that ABC News used in their broadcast came from a nighttime machine gun demonstration at the Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky. Hat tip here to Twitter user Polish Patriot, who sent a clip of the breathless ABC News anchor. Oh, this is terrible. Look at this. Polish Patriot pulled the video out along with the news anchor doing the story and posted it. And it all went downhill from ABC from there. Washington Examiner journalist Beckard Adams, called ABC and said, "Hey, what the?" Here is the response from ABC News. Get this. And I quote, "We have taken down video that aired on World News Tonight, Sunday, and Good Morning America this morning," this was yesterday, "that appeared to be from the Syrian border immediately after questions were raised about its accuracy." A network representative, when asked for a response, told the Washington Examiner, their explanation ended, "ABC News regrets the error." ABC News regrets the error. So let's be as clear as we can about this. This is ABC International News using footage from a Kentucky gun exhibition and passing it off as an attack in Syria. Anybody believe that's a mistake on their part? What, somebody filed away Kentucky machine gun exhibition video in the same file where they put Syria war footage, and they just accidentally lifted out the wrong clip? This is not the kind of mistake that happens accidentally, unintentionally. This is the kind of mistake is not even the right word. Stuff like this, video like this, has to go through several layers of editorial review before it makes it on the air, at least supposedly. So this isn't some simple mistake. Oh, geez, I didn't mean to put that footage in there. This is an instance where ABC News was caught purposefully creating fake news. World News Tonight issues a tweet correction. "We've taken down video that aired on World News Tonight Sunday and Good Morning America that appeared to be from the Syrian border. Immediately after questions were raised about its accuracy, ABC News regrets the error." Mm-hmm. So this is what the media has been reduced to. And, of course, now we have these whistleblower Project Veritas videos about CNN. There's no difference between these. They are all stocked, stem to stern, top to bottom, with a bunch of progressive leftists. That's why they did this. They're trying to make President Trump's Middle East policy appear to be a failure. Oh, look at this horrific. It's a slaughter in Syria, thanks to President Trump removing our troops. And now the Turks are coming after the Kurds, and there's blood in the streets, and it's all Trump's fault. And to back it up, to make it more melodramatic, they just inserted totally different video that has nothing to do with Syria and, in fact, came from a gun show in Kentucky. This should be instructive to us on so many levels. They not only make lies of omission on a daily basis in terms of how they spin things and use their language to make it lean left. But these are overt acts of commission done deliberately to try and damage the administration. It's a very dangerous time here in America. Can't trust anything any of these guys purport to say. ABC News regrets the error. How many millions of people saw this story? Oh, did you see that? What's going on in Syria? Well, it's all Trump's fault. He shouldn't have pulled our troops out of there. Yeah. But then again, you know, this is hardly new. Remember, during the Middle East, during Desert Storm, and there you've got the reporter, now a distinguished correspondent for Fox News, down on his hands and knees in the sand, drawing the American positions. Yeah, see, we're here, and we're going to be going over there. Telling the enemy what our game plan was. Brilliant. 17 after 3 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back here on Tuesday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, between ABC surreptitiously trying to pass off phony video as something substantially different than what it actually is, and Chris Wallace, registered Democrat, showing up in Manhattan last week at a big get-together for advertisers and making fun of President Trump. And then, of course, I also referenced back in the day the genius Geraldo Rivera twirling his mustache, drawing the locations of American troops in the sand to be able to show the enemy where they were. It's one thing after another. Bobby just wanted, about the keyword. Yeah, I know. Something got fouled up on the keyword there today. Bob, I knew John Bolton would be a problem from the beginning. He's always causing trouble wherever he's been. Bobby, I wonder who's going to be fired over this credibility issue with ABC News. Credibility? With propaganda pushers? I didn't like your use of the words omission and commission. As a Catholic, these are critical words when we're talking about sins. Well, it's what it is. An error of omission is when you inadvertently leave something out. An error of commission is when you deliberately and intentionally put the wrong thing in there to mislead people. Bobby, World News Tonight and David Muir, both worthless as news anchors and should only be on CNN where they belong. Yeah, but they all. That's my point. There's no difference. They are mirror images of each other. Bobby, are you basically saying that any video of Trump's invasion and fleeing refugees is fake news designed to hurt Trump? The mistake ABC made doesn't mean all reporting from the battlefront is fake. I didn't say anything close to that. Sure, there can be real video that shows battles going on, but in this instance, they faked it. Bobby, they only have to be accurate if no one calls them on it. If you catch them, oops. Well, even when they are caught, they're shameless. Nothing to see here. Move along. Oh, ABC News regrets the error. Mm-hmm. Bobby, I was there and saw the attack. Sincerely, Brian Williams. Okay, yeah. If we were in Syria, that's what it would have looked like. Yeah, that's the ticket. Tommy Flanagan, ABC News anchor. Wasn't it Joe Biden said you can't take on the government with an AR-15? Hey, Joe, take a look at that ABC video from Knobs Creek, Kentucky sometime. Bob Shepard, that would be Shep Smith. Shepard seeking truth in journalism. Shifty seeking lies in Congress from an aide who isn't an aide. And now, magnetic tacos. What a day. Yeah, and that I believe catches me up. So, meantime, what alternatives do you have? Well, there is Newsmax. They're out there. They're not bad. OAN, One America News, but they don't have the footprint that the major networks or CNN or BS, because they're too new. But they are gaining ground. Now, this is interesting. This is from the Hollywood Reporter. Sherry Redstone explores plan to launch Fox News competitor. The mogul who has spoken with former Fox News star Megyn Kelly, I don't know if they want to start there, may look to rebrand an existing Viacom linear channel to create a conservative-leaning news network. In the midst of closing a merger between CBS and Viacom, Sherry Redstone is quietly exploring a plan to launch a conservative TV outlet meant to square off with a Fox News channel, sources tell The Hollywood Reporter. This Redstone plan for a new TV service also would have a streaming component. A Hollywood Reporter has learned that Pluto, which Viacom acquired in March for $340 million, is about to launch an as-yet-unannounced streaming conservative news and opinion channel. A source says the idea for that network was in the works before the acquisition of Pluto, which is this other channel. Redstone has approached current and former Fox News personalities about the plan, sources say, and she's spoken with former NBC News host Megyn Kelly. A rep for Kelly declined to comment. She's still pulling down big paychecks for doing nothing from NBC. As the merger of Viacom and CBS awaits regulatory approval, a Redstone spokesperson confirms that she quietly visited President Trump in the White House recently, but denies any plan to launch a conservative TV network, as does a spokesperson for Viacom. Redstone plays her personal politics close to the vest, but shortly after Trump's election, she told Hollywood Reporter, "He's always been very good to me and a tremendous supporter of me personally." According to insiders, Redstone could rebrand one of the existing Viacom channels and presumably would insulate CBS News from the new offering. Everybody wants Fox News money, but nobody wants to destroy their existing news brand, a source says. As a journalism institution, CBS News boasts two of the most venerable titles in TV with 60 Minutes and CBS Sunday Morning. So people are thinking about it. You know, they're taking a look at the inroads that Newsmax and One America News Network are making and saying, this could be a way to find a new revenue stream, as the bean counters on Wall Street are always busily looking for. 3:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. When we come back on the other side, that financial genius, Hunter Biden, hired by the Chinese as an investment counselor for $1.5 billion, proves he's a brainless doofus in a TV interview that he did. This is 90 seconds that wrecked Daddy's campaign. Be right back here on the Bobby Mack Show.
B Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yeah. Lil ZZ in the background. 3:37, 23 before 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. In on my text line, Bobby, along with OANN, try Freedom Wire, Patriot Source, and PatriotsNews.com, and American Militariness. Yeah, but I'm talking about cable. You know, I get it, you know, with the websites, and I'm assuming that's what you're talking about, is conservative websites. Good afternoon, Bobby Mac. Today is an awesome day. I get to listen to your show, and it's my birthday. Normally, I don't get to listen to you due to my work schedule, but today I can, and you have an awesome show. Thank you, and happy birthday to you. Hope you enjoy your birthday. So at Zero Hedge today, Hunter Biden has finally emerged from under his rock just 4 days after President Trump's campaign had Where's Hunter T-shirts. Remember the president in Minneapolis on Friday night? Where's Hunter? Where is this guy? In an interview with ABC News, the son of 2020 Democrat presidential candidate and former Veep Joe Biden denied any wrongdoing in Ukraine and China, though he acknowledged that he exercised poor judgment in maintaining those associations. Here's this guy. He is a hard-hitting dummy, I'm telling you. Here is his one-on-one exclusive interview. This is also from our friends at ABC News. So who knows? This may have been an animatronic Hunter Biden and not really him. Who knows?
I want to get to the heart of it. Did you and your father ever discuss Ukraine?
No. As I said, the only time was after a news account. It wasn't a discussion in any way. There's no but to this. No, we never did.
Your dad said, I hope you know what you're doing.
I hope you know what you're doing.
I do.
And I said, I do. And that was literally the end of our discussion.
Uh-huh. How do you then square that, Hunter, with that picture of you and your buddy, another member of the board of directors of Burisma Holdings, and some big Burisma exec all playing golf together with your dad? Got an explanation for that one? They never talked business while they were playing golf. Yeah, nice birdie there. Thank you.
Why?
Because my dad was vice president of the United States. There's literally nothing as a young man or as a full-grown adult that my father in some way hasn't had influence over. It does not serve either one of us.
When he said, I hope you know what you're doing, what did he think you were doing?
Well, he read the press reports that I joined the board of Burisma, which was a Ukrainian natural gas company. And there's been a lot of misinformation about me, not about my dad. Nobody buys that, but it buys this idea that I was unqualified to be on the board.
What were your qualifications to be on the board?
Yeah, good question.
Well, I was vice chairman of the board of Amtrak for 5 years.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
The chairman of the board of the UN World Food Program. I was a lawyer for Boies Schiller Flexner, one of the most prestigious law firms in the world.
You didn't.
Well, how did you get all those jobs, Hunter? You think they hired you on the basis of your resume? Or the fact that at the very top it said your last name was Biden.
Have any extensive knowledge about natural gas or Ukraine itself, though?
No, but I think that I had as much knowledge as anybody else that was on the board, if not more.
In the list that you gave me of the reasons why you're on that board, you did not list the fact that you were the son of the vice
president. Of course,
president.
Yeah. No.
What role do you think that played?
I think that it is impossible for me to be on any of the boards that I just mentioned without saying that I'm the son of the Vice President of the United States.
You were paid $50,000 a month for your position?
Look, I'm a private citizen. One thing that I don't have to do is sit here and open my kimono as it relates to how much money I make or did or didn't. But it's all been reported.
If your last name wasn't Biden, do you think you would have been asked to be on the board of Burisma?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I don't know. Probably not.
Whoa, wait a second. Wait a second. Can we hear that that part again briefly there?
I don't have to do is sit here and open my kimono as it relates to how much money I make or did or didn't. But it's all been reported.
If your last name wasn't Biden, do you think you would have been asked to be on the board of Burisma?
I don't know. Probably not. I don't think that there's a lot of things that would have happened in my life that that if my last name wasn't Biden.
Why did you leave the board in April?
It's a 5-year term.
And you chose not to continue.
I chose not to. Yeah.
Why?
I think it's pretty obvious why.
This is your...
Yeah. I think it's pretty obvious why also. So 80 grand a month, not, well, 50. He didn't admit to a figure, but the most accurate, at least the one that I believe, is $80,000 a month. Times 5 years that he was on the board. Pretty soon, as the old joke goes, you're talking real money. Hunter Biden saying, in retrospect, look, I think that it was poor judgment on my part. I think it was a poor judgment because I don't believe now when I look back on it, I know that there was, did nothing wrong at all. However, it was a poor judgment to be in the middle of something that is a swamp in many ways. Yeah. Meantime, from 2001 to 2005, Hunter Biden received consulting fees from the MNBA Corporation to work on online banking issues while his father, the senator from Delaware, was helping the credit card industry pass a law making it more difficult to file for bankruptcy protection. Aides to former President Obama, of course, it was the saintly Barack Hussein Obama, who chose Joe Biden as his vice presidential running mate, would not say how much the younger Mr. Biden, who works as both a lawyer and lobbyist in Washington, had received, though a company official had once described him as having a $100,000 a year retainer. Now, look, let's be fair here, too. Is Hunter Biden the only one in Washington who is profiteering off his name, or in this instance, his daddy's name and the influence that that brought, with daddy being the vice president of the United States? You know, does anybody seriously believe that Hunter Biden's the only one? And I'm not excusing what he did. I think the guy's a crook, and I think his dad is a crook. But they're hardly the only crooks that are in the mix in the swamp. Quarter before four here on WORD and the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. Right back with more as we cruise on here on Tuesday.
Work.
It's unceasing. It is never ending. That's what we do for 4 hours each weekday, Monday through Friday, here on the Bobby Mac Show. In on my text line, Bobby. So Hunter Biden. Oh, hang on 1 second here. I got some stupid video rolling in the background. I hate those things. So Hunter Biden is insulted when asked how much he made, but the Democrats are still demanding President Trump's tax returns. Well, we know, look, it's a one-way street. They always get a pass, and we always get put under the microscope. Now, Bobby, so one of Trump's kids should get a gig on board of a foreign company and see if everyone feels the same as for Hunter. So Hunter Biden knew nothing about Ukraine or natural gas, but he knew as much or more as anyone else on the board, which means sounds like a strange way to do business, Texter said. No, actually, it's a good way to do business because they had a board stocked with relatives and influential people who could help them. They didn't care if Hunter Biden knew anything at all about natural gas. They know if he knew the difference between natural gas and cow farts. Well, even AOC may not know that, but in any event, they had Hunter Biden on the board for one reason, because his dad was vice president of the United States. and controlled a lot of money flowing to Ukraine and, you would assume, as a byproduct of that, to Burisma Holdings. RC is next up. Well, actually, he's a leadoff batter here on Tuesday in Dark Corner. Hi, RC, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, how are you, sir?
So far, so good.
Well, that's pretty good. Listen, sir, we have once a month. This is a little bit different from what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know it ain't all righty, but this is just a little different, okay?
Okay.
Okay. In our church, each month we have a business meeting. Okay, this past Sunday, they was everybody gets a printout on what the church has spent. There was a little side note there that said special taxes. And then at the end, anybody says, the chairman of the deacon says, anybody have any questions? I said, what is this special tax deal for? He said, we pay taxes. Okay, when I get home the next day, which is Monday, I call 7, 8, 9 different people, and they tell me that South Carolina is local, state, and federal tax exempt. Then I call Joe Deal, our county councilman.
Right.
He tells me that half, if not all, of churches in Greenville County are paying taxes. And how do they slip that on us?
That's an interesting question. Now, do we know what kind of taxes? Are we talking about property taxes for the church building?
Well, all, because the guy in Columbia told me that because it has a street address number, you got to pay taxes on it. I said, well, how does the church get the mail if it don't have a street number?
But your church, I'm assuming, does have a street number, right? Has a legitimate street address.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And I'm sure there's a lot more the same way.
Well, my guess would be that this is some sort of property tax. What did Joe Dill say that the tax was for?
He didn't know. He was like me. He didn't know.
Yeah.
He didn't know.
Yeah. Well, we're all in the same boat then, because I don't know what they would be for either. The only thing I can think of would be a property tax on the building.
Well, the way that another gentleman described it to me, it didn't matter if a church owned Greenville County. As long as the church owns it, it's a tax exempt.
Yeah, you would think. You would think.
Yeah, yes.
But there.
I've been going to church over for 70 years, and this is the first time that I have ever heard tell of anything like this, ever.
Yeah, that is unusual.
Then I Googled it.
Right.
And then it says all churches, federal, state, and local, are tax exempt.
Yeah.
And I said, well, let me call Brother McLean and see what he thinks about this.
Well,
I appreciate you listening to me.
Thank you, RC. I appreciate the call and the information. That is my understanding as well, that churches are tax exempt, which, if we're going to take that expression literally, means that a church would not pay any taxes on the salaries that are paid to the minister, on the property itself that the church is standing on, I guess. I don't know. I'll have to talk to Joe Dill about that. I bet this probably, Joe has an inquisitive nature, and I'm sure this probably sparked a thought in his head as to running this down and trying to figure out exactly what the heck it is that the church is paying taxes on. I hate to speculate. Is it conceivable that this has been put down on the books as paying some taxes and somebody's pocketing the money? I'm not accusing anybody of anything. I'm just saying that it's a strange world we live in. Bobby, if it's a major denomination like RC's Roman Catholics, they pay a tax to the diocese. Yeah, but that's not, you know, this to the government. Bobby, in 2019, the world was stunned to read the book Catching Hunter. There you go. Yeah, boy, he did a brilliant job of defending himself, too, didn't he? Wow. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing stuff. Now, I mentioned the other day that a Republican congressman, Andy Biggs, he's a Republican congressman from Arizona, had introduced a motion to censure House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Bullschiff over his parody reading of the transcript of the president's phone call with President Zelensky of Ukraine. And I said, well, you know, it's nice to do that, but it's not going to have any real effect because the Democrats control the House. And yet, a bunch of Democrats are a bunch of Republicans are piling on his censure motion. We'll talk about that, and there's a lot more on the way as well here on the Tuesday edition on the Bobby Mack Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.